Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how selling land is really just internet marketing. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor and go check out the website. It's www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
So no Freaky Friday this week?
No Freaky Friday ever.
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 Forever. Internet marketing. Where'd you come up with this?
Well, it's very simple.
Okay. Simplify it for me.
It's not like we go out and we sell, stand on the land and just like yell and get people to come and look at it, right?
So we don't go out there and say, for sale with our chicken sign or chicken suit and dance?
Wacky inflatable arm guy.
Okay.
No, we don't.
We don't
post land for sale all over the internet.
Fair enough.
Right? But
I'm still following. I'm not that slow.
So here's the real thing, though, that I guess the point is trying to get across. In internet marketing, when you're selling something, you don't just put an ad out there one time and just think that it's perfect and that it's going to draw in everybody. Okay, so
I'm still with you.
In internet marketing, you test things all the time.
Okay,
so you can say one sentence like I don't know if this is a real one, but you just say gorgeous 20-acre property for sale.
Okay,
if that gets 100 views
and nobody buys it,
and no one buys it, people don't like that.
Okay,
so change it.
So is it the sentence they don't like, or maybe the price, or the pictures, or what?
All the above.
Okay,
like that's how internet marketing works. It doesn't matter what you're selling, if it's land, if it's cars, if it's info products. People test this. They test what the title says, what the price says, the color of your ad, the photos, the order of your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a video? Do you have a long sales copy, or do you have a short one?
Mm. Interesting.
That's the point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm liking it. I keep going back to, we ran Brian, our lovely intern. I think we only have him for a month and a half left. Kind of sad.
We'll see what we can do.
We can keep him in a headlock?
Maybe.
He's got to earn that spot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get to walk in on the Casual Friday team and just be here.
It's a budding enterprise.
You need to, you work for no money and long hours.
He gets paid.
Not by us, though.
Well, he's still getting paid. No one said where the money comes from.
He is making a hefty salary.
He's making more on Casual Fridays than we're making.
Yeah, that actually is true. Brian, were you going to buy us lunch, Brian? But no, we ran some Coffee Money real estate investing ads, and we ran a ClickFunnels on it. And so automatically, they're like easy A-B split. Like they split it so you can run two different copies. And then you track all that. And then we did a short copy and a long copy.
Hang on. For people who don't know, copy is what the ad actually says.
Yes. Yeah. No, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Make sure. I'm not.
Dumb it down.
I thought I was. This is so far out of my league that it's not even funny. But then we tried it with just a picture. And then we tried it two different pictures. Then we tried picture in a video. Then we tried videos going elsewhere. So we've done, you know, all of that. So, I mean, it's crazy to think that just a simple program like ClickFunnels has that already built in for you to actually do what it does.
Well, I know you saw different results with what you had. So I know you tried a long copy and a short copy, and the short paid off much better.
Yeah, it like got people excited. So we were able to get their email a lot better and get them to the next page. And then we realized we ran into a stump with getting them to the sales page. And so we adjusted that, and I adjusted that. And it like one day we had like 20-something sales off of it. And I'm like, holy crap. There's just that little tweak there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy, those little tweaks inside of that. If you're not constantly monitoring and doing it, how much you're losing out on.
Mm-hmm. It even comes with your leads. So anyone that's listened, they know I measure everything, right? And so I post a lot on Craigslist, and I watch those ads. And so at first I was just posting maybe one photo and a sentence or two.
Mm-hmm.
And the leads were flooding in, but they were garbage.
Yep.
Right? And then I changed to a couple of photos and a little more targeted, right? And the leads slowed down massively, but they were better leads.
Yep.
But then sometimes when I have a property that is really working, but no one's calling on anymore, I'll just change it, maybe add a price, or I'll change a different photo, or okay. I'll change. And so for like one property in particular, nothing happened for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I had the price on this one, mm-hmm. right? All I did was go in and change the pricing structure, even though it still netted me the exact same amount. I just changed it. Mm-hmm. The phone blew up, mm-hmm. and the property sold in 2 days of making that change.
Wow. I mean, that's a great point. Like I kind of alluded to it on a deal that we had going on yesterday or on Wednesday's show, but you know, checking your lead, like checking your ads and just making sure that everything syndicates the way you wanted it to, all your ads have the right information in it. Because yeah, I take weekly and I tweak my ads personally. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the Plum properties, I look at those that I keep active and I'm like, hey, you know, we had it listed for $12,000. We had 150 or 700 views, but nobody's pulled the trigger. We need to adjust the price, mm-hmm. or we need to do something different. Something's missing in the marketing.
Yeah, I watch that too. If I get 100 views and no one's called, no one's done anything, mm-hmm. well, then something's got to be changed.
Okay.
Right. And so I'll change a different title, or I may change the price around, or the photos. Mm-hmm. I'm real particular when I get all the photos back from a photographer. Mm-hmm. I go in and I pick the order of the best ones that I think, like putting thought into mm-hmm. that order. Mm-hmm. And then I'll watch it for a while, and if no one likes it, then I'll change the main photo. Because maybe just because I like it doesn't mean that's what the rest of the world likes.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, so it's I mean, ultimately you're spending a little bit of time to making sure your business, and you're not afraid to try something. If you're sitting on a piece of property for 70 days and you haven't done anything to the ad, well, it's insanity, right?
Yeah.
Sales insanity. Hashtag sales insanity. We just coined that phrase, and it'll be at our next mastermind group. We don't have a date on that yet. Mm. Do we even have a mastermind group?
We do have a closed Facebook group that is new, right?
We do.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we can talk about that.
Yeah, for right now, everyone that can just...
they can search it out, Casual Fridays, yeah. REI.
Yeah, which is different from our show page.
Yep.
Right. This is a page that we actually want to talk to people. People can ask questions and get answers.
Yeah, you know, we've seen some people get pretty active on there here as of late to get some little details, little quick questions.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to build a community.
Yeah, I agree. We'd like our community.
So what else?
Nothing. I'm just playing. This one's kind of like this is your realm because you're ultimate like super techie into the measuring. You can tell us where all our listeners are coming from, all the data stuff. I'm kind of like, I'm a feel guy in this one. And I hate that because when somebody once told me, oh man, you just got to feel it. And I'm like, freak feeling it. I want to know exactly what to do. I want to know step A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But the reason my mind works like that is I want to know step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I'm going to find my problems and I'm going to tweak it. So I need to do that on the sales side. And I do, but I don't know that I get to the detail you do. Maybe that's one of my weaknesses.
Well, sometimes when you talk about it, you make it sound like I'm spending all day long just studying data, right?
I think you do. I think you lock yourself in here with Bear and you just go through data all day. Unless I call. And then my call is your break.
No. No, not necessarily true. I do watch everything, but that takes like 2 seconds, right? Yeah. And then if you feel like something's not right, so in the mornings I'll check my where I have my ads and I'll look at the number and how they've grown. Mm-hmm. And so like if I've gone 100 leads or 100 views without seeing something, okay, well, I'll put some thought into how to change that.
Yep.
If I'm posting in the places that I normally post and they're not getting any results, well then I should go post somewhere else.
Yep.
Right. And that kind of contradicts what we say about be everywhere, because I should be everywhere.
Not from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of get, I don't know, lazy where we fall into where we always get our sales, right?
Yep. No, I've been spending a lot of time on our bigger properties, geo-targeting metro areas around them. And you can, the cool thing with that, when you boost on Facebook, you can see who's clicked your link and short copy on it, so they have to click the link to look at it. And then I can watch how many people have viewed it, what my cost is. And for $20, I'm seeing, you know, it's hitting, I don't know, 2,800 people, and then 300 of those are going to the ad itself and clicking on the link. And what that ultimately does, it drives them to my website. And then you'll see people subscribe to the Land Club stuff on there, and then you're creating your buyers. I mean, and it's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really mess around with that stuff, but I see you do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not I just don't know enough about it to want to put money into it.
Yeah, and that's something we spent a lot of time with on our supplement company, and we saw our growth organically through that. Mm-hmm. And so use that same technique. I've been hearing a lot about YouTube ads lately, like Facebook ad spend, YouTube ad spend. Mm. And I'm starting to want to dive a little bit into that. I just haven't got into it yet.
Yeah, you know how that reminds me of social media, Instagram. Now your little story can turn into IGTV, right?
Yep.
I hear that's the new big thing.
Yeah, I think that's going to keep a lot of the YouTube stuff, because when it was limited to a minute, you would have to go to YouTube, and that's what you're going to watch stuff longer. Now the IGTV, you're putting people longer, and they're getting on your page, and now they're going from keep watching. So boom. So now you know you have commitment, and you have people following.
Yeah, I see all those growth people who talk about building your social media. That's what they're pushing right now.
Yep.
I don't know. I'd like to grow. Our Instagram's big, my land company, and then Casual Friday's real big. That stuff seems to take a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time, followings, and people getting involved in it, just interacting.
Well, I mean, time throughout the day, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're going to put out a video, you got to be pretty comfortable in front of the mic or camera to do it one take perfectly or not worry about mistakes.
Yeah, and that's what you see. A lot of the guys just put the raw stuff out there. But then you have the Instagram models that actually, they video themselves, and then they take that to get their perfect picture that way. So then they just pause and they work through each frame so they get their pictures. Hmm. So that's what you'll see. A lot of the fitness, that's a fitness model trick. So they'll take video of themselves, and then as they see their body move and the flex, when they get the perfect lighting and the perfect look, they take that. Then they clean it up a little bit with some editing, and then they post it.
Hmm. Well, that's what you should be doing with your land. Clean it up, edit it, post it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not seeing the results you want, change it. I that actually reminds me. I get people, because I tell people all the time that Craigslist is a great place, and they say, well, it doesn't work for me. And then I always go back to this, though, what I've been talking about is, okay, well, change your ads, right? Because in the end, that's what this really is. If you're not seeing the results, no matter where it is, figure out why, make the changes, and then constantly watch it, because you're not going to write the perfect ad from the beginning each time. It always takes work.
Yeah, and it's always going to adjust and change because the market shifts.
Mm-hmm. I think we've nailed the point here.
Nailed the point. I feel that's a little off.
Yeah, I started to say the full thing, and I've forgot what it was, so I just went with we nailed the point.
We nailed the point today, guys. We nailed the point. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, and while you're having a great weekend, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. Have a solid weekend. See you Monday.
See you guys.